Started. Welcome everyone to a chef.
And
none of those people, not even Ashley's here, which is surprising. And no one is here, pretty much.
A chef, a slacker, and a slacker. That is your show tonight.
Yes, that's
again until Brett's gonna call us later from
Washington.
Yes.
Ooh,
he's going to, yes, he went up to see his cousin for her birthday this week, and so he is still up there.
Abandoned us.
Yes, he abandoned his boys.
And like I said, Matt's working, so.
And Matt's working, so is Ashley. She also got a new puppy today.
I saw that.
I asked her why, and she's just like, because I got a new puppy. I'm like,
because
okay.
Puppies, what more do you need?
Pretty much. She got a red and white border collie.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that. I kind of miss having a dog sometimes.
Yeah, I'd rather not have a dog. I like dogs, but I'd just rather not because they're too much work.
Oh, I'm a cat person.
And I'm lazy. Yes. I'd rather much have cats because they're easy to take care of.
And then they take care of themselves. You put shit out and they're done.
Pretty much. And then when they want attention, they come to you rather than you have to go to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a cat person for sure. Yeah. After so long. And I've owned both. For extended periods. Hell of a lot more cats than dogs, though.
Yes.
It was funny, on the way over here. First of all, whenever I'm driving over here, I'm staring directly into the sun.
I know.
For the entire ride.
That's how it is when you drive over on the west side.
At sunset. It's not even really sunset yet. It's setting surprisingly early tonight.
I know. That means...
I'm surprised we're not 100 degrees again.
I know.
Those people who aren't... If anybody's listening who's not from around here... we have a tendency to remain, get occasional hundreds from, what do you want to say, very late May to the beginning of October.
Yeah, something like that.
It's not just a July-August thing for us. So, I remember this year, 100 started in June.
Yeah, it started really late.
But we still had them starting in June.
Yeah.
100-degree weather here and there.
Yeah, and then it just...
Which is, what, 43 or so for you... Celsiusitis is.
I think so. Yeah, that's how they had those kind of temperatures in England.
Well, Celsius, everybody, everywhere but the U.S.
No, I'm just saying they had those kind of temperatures in England, like 40s and 40
it's
Celsius.
Winter in Australia.
I know it's winter in Australia. That means all the spiders are away.
I'm going to Australia in the winter.
Fuck yeah.
Shit.
Actually, I don't even want it. I don't think I would want to because my mom was watching this nature show the other day. And it was talking about an Australian spider that it's so damn tough that it can live in a pool for 3 days before it dies.
Nope. I don't even mind spiders.
Everyone has to carry a vaccine in their house for that spider.
Nope. I don't even have a problem with spiders. Spiders I can deal with, it's snakes I can't deal with. Which, if surprise, surprise, Australia will fuck you in both snakes and spiders.
And if you're scared of sharks or any other animals.
It's the land of dangerous creatures.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even and I am not manly enough to live there.
Even the locals are dangerous. They're, mm-hmm. they're crazy people. They also drink more than any person I could.
I saw a picture the other day.
Yeah.
That it was a picture of how U.S. drinks versus how... the rest of the world drinks,
mm-hmm.
and so for the U.S. it was a picture of like a beer mug, and then a picture of people fist fighting, and then a picture of Judge Judy, and then for the rest of the world was beer mug, people fighting, beer mug.
Oh my god!
Just because you're like, oh, you fight and you go back to what you're doing, and then in America you have the people who sue over shit like that.
Yes.
Why is our country stupid?
Because it's stupid. And we drink way too much alcohol.
Around here we do.
Yeah. We have the most alcohol per capita. But
I still think, yeah, there's... When you look at what categories we win, this is a pretty shitty place to live.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Meth, alcohol, car thefts, arson is one of the highest.
We're not bad in the air anymore.
Oh, we're not?
No, we moved down to 6th.
Oh yay!
Yeah,
we were two behind inner LA,
And LA stayed the same. Bakersfield's actually up there now.
Oh, I agree with that.
Oildale.
Of course, half of Bakersfield's problem is they get LA's problem.
Oh, shit.
Well,
they got all the oil derricks there. So
yeah, it's disgusting coming back into town after out of town. Like, remember when we were camping down at the beach?
Oh yeah.
And we came home and it was just you could see
the haze,
the smog, and haze hanging over the valley. Because again, if anybody's listening who's not from around here, we are in a bowl.
Yeah.
And so everybody's shit flies to us and can't leave.
All right. So I guess Brett wants to call in. I guess he's really anxious or something.
Uh-oh. He's drunk. You know it.
I think so. Well, he said, "You ready?" I'm like, oh, shit.
Prepare your anus. He's going in dry.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, my God. But yeah, I remember going down to Los Angeles, and it was just horrid. I was driving through Bakersfield and Oildale and stuff, and my eyes were, like, burning because of how bad it was.
I fucking hate how we have to get to L.A. from here.
I know.
You realize if we could just go through the mountains, we'd be there in, like, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
But no, you have to drive all the way up to, what, Sacramento? Oh, no, it's not Sacramento.
No, you go down. Downwards.
Well, you can go out and get there from up, too, but down is quicker, yes.
Yeah.
Through Bakersfield and then east from there. And
yeah.
I guess Sacramento's if we're trying to go through Reno.
We all need to take a trip to the beach again sometime. Or go camping or
we
something.
We go right now. It's hot.
I know.
Especially now that we can legally drink, all of us.
Oh, I know. They can all legally get drunk.
On the beach.
Sex on the beach. With you.
I'm more interested in liquor.
You and Brett.
Orgy. Beach orgy time. Go.
Beach
planning
orgy.
Planning stage initiative. Okay. Or initiate.
Let me see if I can get Mr. Singer on here.
Oh, while you're doing that, like I was saying earlier, I was driving over here and I had Black Dahlia Murder Plan. And I started to sing along with it and growl. And I realized that's probably a poor idea when I have to talk for the next hour and a half.
Yeah. Probably.
So I had to stop myself from that. So yeah, that was an interesting... Today's been interesting in general. I woke up, turned on my light, burned out. I've had this light for like 2 weeks, and it burned out again.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Can't hear him.
We're
trying to work out Brett.
Yeah, because my phone sucks.
Or is my headphones on at all?
There we go.
Okay.
All right, we can hear you now. Is Shanna drunk at the moment? Is Shanna drunk at the moment?
You're drunk at the moment?
Is Shanna drunk at the moment?
Well, I'm not drunk, and I have been drinking all day, so I mean, I'm at least kind of up there with you.
Well, I'm not drunk, so you're
I'm not drunk either. I had to drive and shit.
I know, you're pretty far ahead of both of us.
How long have you guys been drinking?
We haven't.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, I can't drink. I have to drive, obviously. Brett, did you know where you abandoned all of us?
I can't hear JT.
I just said, are you aware you abandoned all of us?
He said, are you aware that you abandoned all of us?
We don't even have Matt.
We don't even have Matt this time. So it's just me and JT this time, and you. Well, hey, at least you get to see your cousin that likes to get drunk.
Huh?
So at least you get to see your cousin that likes to get drunk.
She actually has not been drunk since I've been here.
That's blasphemy.
I haven't been drunk either, and I've done a considerable amount of drinking.
I have, like, 10 beers today. You tell Shanna that I am ashamed of her.
I will. She's cooking right now, though, so I'll have to get her in a minute.
Okay.
So,
you know, I gotta say though, if you guys ever get the chance to come up to Seattle for whatever reason, you should do it. It's actually pretty cool up here. Like, there's all kinds of interesting shit.
Well, like I was saying,
you know what Seattle reminds me of? It's like San Francisco with less assholes.
I've never met any assholes from San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco's amazing.
When was the last time you went to San Francisco?
November.
Well, get out of the gay district.
Exactly.
No,
if there's dicks everywhere.
San Francisco, but in Seattle, it looks basically the same. Like, everything's laid out the same way with all the hills and old buildings and stuff. But everyone's really nice.
JT.
It's not as dirty.
No, we were, well, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I was planning on going up there for PAX Prime next year. I just need to save the money.
You gotta go up here for what?
PAX Prime.
Is it in Seattle every year?
It's in Seattle every year.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another amazing thing about Seattle. I have yet to experience this, but I will before I go home. It's really not necessarily Seattle. It's kind of like just throughout Washington entirely. They have little coffee shops that their whole capital is, like, the whole way they capitalize is they hire hot chicks and put them in their underwear to serve you.
What? Well, technically, that's where Starbucks started.
Without the...
No, I just mean the coffee is, it's an in-demand thing.
Yeah, I know, the coffee's an in-demand thing. You're making me want to go to Seattle more.
I like the silent. Just we looked. Ronnie and I looked at each other like, "Why are we doing the show and not in Seattle?"
I know.
I didn't hear what JT said. You're gonna have to translate for JT because I can't hear.
Here, you can hold. He can hold my phone. He has more interesting stuff to say.
I really don't think I have the interesting things to say. No, I just randomly mentioned aside that Starbucks started in Seattle, so apparently there is the demand for coffee up there, and you may as well add tits to it.
Well, no, actually, I did see the very first Starbucks. It's over at Pike's Place. And people always say, oh yeah, don't go there because it's crappy and there's a line out the door because it's, you know, the original Starbucks.
No, it's because it's Starbucks in general. Like, no,
exactly.
Nobody goes to Starbucks up here, really. They go to all the little small coffee shops.
Because you're very... it's my understanding...
But anyone I talk to, they say that they don't like Starbucks.
Well, because you're also in the hipster capital of the Northwest.
Pretty much.
Or the Northwest is the hipster capital of the world. I guess Portland is the hipster capital of the Northwest.
I also learned Seattle has an interesting history. They were literally built on a pile of shit and then restarted their city with hookers.
But why do we not live in Seattle?
I know.
I don't know, but apparently, most of downtown Seattle was built on, like, soft marshlands. So they put down, like, ridiculous amounts of sawdust to soak it up and harden the ground, and then they built on it. And then the city collapsed and burnt down, and then they built over the top of it. So there's these little underground cities that you can go take to.
I actually knew that.
And I went through there. It was pretty cool. And
Seattle history with Brett McIntyre.
The city was restarted after the fire and everything, and it was pretty much they capitalized on the red light district, and the owners of the hoe houses would put out loans and shit. shitty hooker city. That's great. Yeah.
So basically, Seattle was a capital for pimps, pretty much.
Like Ron said, so basically, Seattle is a capital for pimps.
The capital of what?
Pimps.
Well, not necessarily pimps.
That's what pimps are.
Prostitution problems.
You need to watch Black Dynamite more.
But I know that in the early 1900s
it was. I've never actually watched Black Dynamite, Ronnie.
Oh, it's such an awesome show.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cool. And then I went and climbed a volcano.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I was just waiting for the shit to blow up the whole time.
Yeah.
For real.
Oh, I don't even think better. Tell us about your flight, dude.
Oh, yeah, tell us about your flight.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I've never been on a plane before, and I am horrified of heights. Just absolutely terrified of heights. I don't like planes.
You see, no, I'm scared of flights.
From the sky.
I'm scared of heights, too, but if I can't see, like, I could be in an office building if I can't see out the window.
Well, see, I was on two planes, because I had to go to Salt Lake on a smaller plane, and then
that's
way
such
over,
a
and then
diversion.
Jumbo jet, and then go to Seattle. And the first plane coming from Fresno to Salt Lake City was this little CRJ-200 small jet plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in the chair, like, I get into the plane, and I'm sitting down, and I have an aisle seat, so I'm like, okay, maybe this isn't going to be so bad. And then nobody sits next to me. I had an open seat next to me, and I was like, well, shit, now I have to sit next to the window, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how can I not at this point? So I scoot over, and I sit in that seat, and the plane starts moving and driving around and gets on the runway, and at this point, I'm already breaking shits. And then, like, the plane takes off, and there's this, like, ridiculous acceleration, and then it lifts off, and then you get the G-forces, and then you see the ground start getting smaller, and then you get up in the air, and then, like, I look out the window, and I can see the wings shaking, and that's when I lost it.
Oh my God, Brent.
The wings are, like, rattling around, and I'm like, oh my God, the wings are gonna fall off, I'm gonna fucking die. This is stupid. This is a stupid idea. I wanna go home. You know, take me back. Yeah, happy place, where's my happy place? Anyway, so, and then, you know, it gets up and it kind of spirals around to gain altitude, and then I'm looking out the window, and then it kind of starts getting cool, and the realization that I'm 13,000 feet in the air kind of steps in, and
you must be.
Just farted quite audibly right now.
That's what I thought I heard. Thank you for that.
Anyway, so then, you know, I'm looking down, and everything looks fake. It does. It looks completely fake. And then, like, the flight from that point was
Yeah, fine. Brad, jump out the window, see if it's fake.
Like Ronnie said, jump out the window, see if it's fake.
And then the plane starts shaking, and I'm like, oh my fuck. You know, so I'm like, okay, I need booze. And then I realize, okay, well, they only take cash in an airplane, and it's $7 for a drink, and
yeah,
they give you one of the little mini bottles.
They're expensive.
Booze. I'm like, oh, okay, you know what, never mind, fuck that.
If it helps, did you know that statistically you're more likely to die to a donkey than you are for an airplane?
Oh, I know. I'm well aware. You're more likely to be struck by lightning twice.
But if there's a donkey on that airplane, you better watch the fuck out.
Ask him if, ask him if it was a smaller plane.
He said it was.
Is it like it was?
And then I get into Salt Lake City Airport, and I'm walking around, and this thing is fucking enormous. So I'm just, like, walking around, like, where the fuck am I? And then I go, and I find where I'm supposed to be at. And then I'm like, well, my blood sugar is starting to drop. So I went to a vending machine to buy a pack of Red Vines. Because, you know, I didn't
the
really
flying food of champions
are fucking Red Vines, right?
So I buy a pack of Red Vines, and, like, I'm watching the whole thing spiral, and then it gets caught, and fucking Red Vines are hanging there. In the back of my mind, I'm like, really? Just my fucking luck. And then it spirals it again to try to get it to knock down, and I ended up dropping 3 packs of Red Vines.
Ooh, champions?
So that fucking kind of made my day.
Jackpot. And then you died in a plane crash.
Yeah. It was amazing. And then, like, you know, and then I waited, like, an hour and a half, something like that, to wait for my next plane. And
you
I get on the plane, and that takes forever, because there's, like, fucking people everywhere. So I get on the plane, you know, it's a 757, so it's a large plane, and they got fucking TV built into the headrest in front of you. I got an aisle seat, so I can't even see out the window. And that flight was actually pretty interesting. The takeoff was smooth, and I looked out the window, saw the wings rattling again, and then I realized, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. And then that went away for about 10 minutes, and then I turned on the Discovery Channel and watched Sons of Guns.
Was it a game changer?
Huh?
I said, was Sons of Guns a game changer?
No, yeah. They were making the ultimate zombie weapon. It was great.
No, how much Sons of Guns have you watched? About 3 or 4 times an episode, he says that something is going to be a game changer. So my cousin and I randomly call things game changers just because of that. I don't know why I saw that. I hadn't watched that show ever. I found a marathon of that show on for like 7 hours, and I watched all of it.
Yeah.
And then I realized after like hour 6 that I'm like, this show is kind of fucking retarded.
We should rename our podcast Game Changers.
Oh, it's kind of
like,
cool at first.
Built-in radio in it, like, they've got different albums on there, and the only decent rock album, and I say decent loosely because it's the only thing that I was willing to listen to, was the new Nickelback album. So that's why I for, like, a quarter of the flight, and I was like, okay, fuck this, why am I listening to Nickelback?
Ask him if Avril Lavigne was on there as a guest star.
And the rest of them drive me crazy, and I listen to most of them.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never actually flown.
Huh?
I said, I've never actually flown.
Neither have I until now, you know. And then I got into the Seattle airport, and then it got confusing all over again, because apparently, I didn't know this, I was like in a separate island building out in the airport,
yes.
And I'm trying to figure out how the hell to get to the front so I can get into my cousin's car and come to their house, and I'm walking around this fucking airport and going, I imagine this being a lot bigger, and then I looked at a map and I was like, oh fuck. Where am I? So I actually got
yes, the small little building's the airport.
So I had to get on this little train thing. So I'm on the phone trying to figure out how to get, you know, how the hell to get to where I'm going. I get on this little train thing, and it's like, it goes from zero to holy shit and back to zero again. There's like no graduating speed. So I'm flying all over this train. And then I get off, and then it takes me like 10 minutes to find my way to the front door of the airport. And then I go outside, and then I have to walk halfway down the airport, and then I get in my cousin's car, and then we're driving, and apparently she was late to pick me up, because there was a car on fire outside the airport, and I had traffic backed up.
Welcome to Seattle.
I know.
Good thing it'll rain in 10 minutes.
No shit. They'll put the car out.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting experience. I actually had a pretty good time while I've been up here, and the weather is nice. It's not balls all the time.
Oh yeah, I imagine it's supposed to rain a bunch up there. I like rain. Let's go to Seattle. Let's go to topless coffee. I tell you what, if I went to Seattle, I would learn to drink coffee pretty damn fast.
I think that would honestly be the best weekend ever. If we went to,
I'm not from here, I don't care.
If we went to Seattle for PAX Prime,
somebody asks about their town, they lie and say it rains all the time, so that people won't move here.
Well, I'm going to move there because it apparently rains all the time.
Sure as hell going
to rain. Although, yeah, I'm sure. I don't care if it. I don't even care that it doesn't rain all the time. It sure as hell rains more than it does here.
Yeah. It sure as hell going to snow a lot.
It rains like 5 months out of the year. 5, 6 months out of the year. So
that's
really
more
like
than we get.
Has it rained at all this year?
No. Actually, wait. Yeah, like one or
it's
two
It's rained
times.
Like once in the last 9 months.
Well, like twice. There's a light rain, so we can combine them together and make it twice.
Okay. So it's just one then.
You couldn't drown an infant with the amount of rain we get per year.
Pretty much.
Except for the year that I moved to Fresno, it snowed and blew everybody's mind.
Yeah. Oh god, I can't wait to hear what the reaction will be.
Rain a little bit, but the last good rain wasn't since early this year. So
that's because the U.S. is in a drought.
Yeah.
And we're in a valley.
Did I tell you about my epic adventure to Guitar Center before I left?
No.
No,
you haven't.
Okay. It was me and my drummer.
He's going to fill our episode.
And we were going to practice. This was on Tuesday, like the day before I left. And we went to Guitar Center because he needed to buy drumsticks. But before then, this wasn't Tuesday. It was a Thursday before that. Okay, so it was this last Thursday. We went to Guitar Center to get drumsticks, and we had went and got some pupusas earlier, which is greasy and gaseous causing food. So you can already tell where this story is going.
Please tell me somebody shit their pants in Guitar Center.
You know, when you go to the acoustic room, there's that little side room where they have all the classical nylon string guitars.
No.
So
please tell me somebody shit their pants in there.
For a few minutes, and I'm playing around with the guitars, and I remembered, oh yeah, I don't like classical guitars, they irritate me. So I stand up, and I let this long, ridiculous, burning hot siren fart out in this room, and it's like, horrendous. I'm choking. It's bad. And I'm like, I need to get out of here before somebody comes in.
I'm stuck in a glass cage of farts.
And I hold the door open for this young couple to walk in behind me, and then I booked it.
It's a glass door. You should have got a position to view this.
Oh, I don't know, dude, but like,
just so you can sit there and watch them.
I'm pretty sure that those guitars may or may not be worth as much money as they were when I walked in that room.
I will never go in there again, thanks to you, Brett.
Yeah, like I said, it has a glass door. You should have walked out and just like observed the fallout.
So I didn't want to just like look in and be like, oh, it was me.
You should have.
Everybody in that store pretty much knows who I am because of how much ago was it? I've got friends that work there, and I was like, yeah, I'm not getting blamed for this shit.
No, you should have let the young couple in there, given them to, like 10 seconds, and then open the door to you and be like, so, how do you enjoy it?
That would have been brilliant. I thought about, like, just going and sitting down and picking up another guitar and just waiting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You should have.
Just waiting. If they come out, I'm like, it smells funny in there, doesn't it? Yeah, it was like that when I walked in. But I didn't think about this until I was already
no,
on my way.
No, even better than saying it was like that when you walked in. You, when they said, when they were like, man, it smells funny in there, you should be like, oh yeah, I shit my pants.
Speaking
yeah.
of...
Well...
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of people know who I am, and I don't want to be known as the guy who shit his pants in the Guitar Center.
That'd be a pretty good reputation for you.
Brett.
I mean,
Ronnie is attempting to speak to you.
Any publicity is good publicity. I'm not starting to believe that as much.
Yeah, Ronnie was saying something.
When are we going to take our trip down to Guitar Center in L.A.?
When are we taking our trip down to Guitar Center in L.A.?
What?
When are you guys taking a trip to the Guitar Center in L.A.?
In Hollywood?
I guess.
It's L.A.?
I don't know. I've already been there twice. It's amazing.
Well, duh, that's why I want to go.
He said, well, duh, that's why he wants to go.
It's like three stories.
Do they actually have more than two lefty guitars? Probably.
And you go off to one side, and it's all, like, the pro gear and, like, famous guitars and shit, and there's this little upstairs section that's kind of directly straight back.
And I'm guessing the broom closet?
Electric guitars and stuff, and then you go upstairs to the second level,
oh,
and that's where the drum section
I'll think
is,
you hear
and
you.
That's where the drummer for Suicide Silence works.
I'm gonna guess the lefty guitars are kept in a broom closet in the basement.
What?
So I'm guessing the lefty guitars are kept in a broom closet in the basement, and there's still two of them.
The what guitars?
Left-handed.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it would be plausible.
I need to...
I hate being lefty.
Like, outside on the sidewalk, they've got, like, their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where they got all the handprints and shit.
I'm almost at the point where I'm... I'm almost at the point where I want to just to call him on Skype and pay the money for it.
Do you have to pay money on Skype?
For phone calls.
Why?
Because it's to a carrier.
I'm sorry, we're talking about Ronnie is getting frustrated and considering calling you on Skype. I didn't know you had to pay for it if you did that.
Yeah, like, this is all technical, well, not technical babble, this is all business stuff, but it probably would cost me less money if I just called him on Skype and paid it to like $3 a month for Skype calling rather than...
That's on you, whatever you want to do.
I know.
Sorry, we're discussing things. Because I think he's finding it annoying that I have to hold his phone.
Yeah, then we can't... it's just hard to hear everything, but...
I
don't
know. We're going to have to devise a new system for people calling in.
Well, that's what Skype's for.
Yeah, that's what Skype's for.
Yeah, well... I guess we'll have to all pitch in and get a Skype account. Like,
I have a Skype account.
He has a Skype account, but you have to pay, like, per month to call mobile phones. Which he said is like $3.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll get into it. I think it would be a good investment.
It would definitely come in handy so we could talk to Chaz and...
Yeah.
Although, I guess he's Skyped. He can actually Skype.
Yeah. Well, we can talk... Well, I was going to say we could get Matt to call him, but he probably can't talk at work.
No. Yeah, I mean, Matt doesn't want to be talking right now. Matt's at work in juvie.
So we can make prank calls and shit, and it would be funny.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if...
Oh, yeah. No, all right. We have to get Matt to call in while he's working juvie.
So you can hear a kid crying on the ground from the mace in the background.
Exactly. Did you guys hear he had to mace a kid the other day?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah, apparently people were... there was a fight. Some kid thought he was hard. The other kid, they said there was a fight, and they just had to mace both of them. And then Matt, like, right after Matt maced everybody, he goes on Facebook and he's like, yeah, so I just maced two kids.
I didn't quite catch that.
Matt maced kids. Like, his second day on the job.
You ain't sure?
Maced kids.
This is annoying.
Oh,
yeah.
He maced somebody?
Yeah, like his second day on the job, people were fighting.
Nice. I suppose that, like, after the first few times, it's just going to be one of those things where he's going to forget about it by the end of the day.
Yeah, you just get, oh yeah, I messed you another kid today. Oh, so, a story that I was wanting to tell, that happened to my cousin just earlier today. We were sitting there, and he had to go pick up his sister from her friend's house, and so he texts, her and just says, oh, I'm on my way. And then, and he doesn't think anything of it and didn't get anything back. And then, somebody's like, who is this? Oh, no, he said, on my way, and the person says, who is this? And he's like, the person that's coming to get you. And then, like, 5 seconds, or, like 2 or 3 minutes later, his sister texts him and is like, are you coming to get me? And he's like, did you not get my message? And she's like, no. So he looks at his phone, and he didn't recognize the number that he told that he's on his way coming to get them. So after he gets his sister, he's looking at it, and so he texts that person back, and he's all, so, it turns out you're not my sister, so I am not coming to get you. And that person was like, ha, good, I'm glad, I was kind of worried for a second.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that just happened, like, literally, like, an hour ago. We had time, he went and did that, he got home, we played a round of League of Legends, and I had to drive over here.
That's funny as hell.
I told him, because honestly, I don't know about Ronnie, I was a little worried about turning a two-man a show. I mean, I know we're calling in, but it's still, you know, a little difficult sometimes. And I told him, thank you for giving me about 3 minutes of material with your story.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to talk as much as humanly possible.
No, but we're honestly making surprisingly good time.
I've got a charge to my phone. And eat dinner here soon, so...
No, like...
We may have to move along to the next segment pretty quickly.
No, we actually are making really good time.
Yeah, we're about, like...
Oh, yeah? What are we at now?
32 minutes, almost.
32?
Really?
Not too bad. I don't think this is going to be a two-hour show for
It's not going to be a two-hour show. It might even be a one-hour show, honestly.
I think we I'm thinking we should just call it an hour. Probably to be easy. Because eventually, like I said, you and I are going to...
Yeah, we're going to run out of
this show, it gets exponentially harder the more people that are missing.
Yeah, it does.
I remember once Matt was like was running late, and remember when I couldn't make it, and I had to...
Brett.
And it was you guys, and I was listening to you. The only time I've ever listened to the show live, because I've been there for like every other one.
Yeah.
It was so awkward sounding.
Oh, it was so hard.
It sounded painful, and I was like, oh, guys... I have to finish what I'm doing real quick and go save you.
This is hard, man. Oh, God.
Wait, what?
The show that we did.
The show that you and Ronnie two-manned.
God, that was hard.
That was a nightmare. We should not even talk about that.
God. Let's see. Okay, I guess
it was just me and him sitting there like, yeah, so how was your day? Oh, my day was great. How was your day? Well, I got hit by a truck, but it's okay.
I got blown up by a spray can.
Yeah, it's not hit by a truck. It's blown up by a spray can.
Huh?
It's not hit by a truck. It's blown up by a spray can.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, sure.
As you tend to do.
But one's enough, so I don't really want to do that again. We'll have to figure out some other way for me to involve myself in a catastrophe.
I know we've talked about the explosion at length, but it still blows my mind how you got burned way worse than I thought you did.
I know, you look like Two-Face almost.
Like your hand got burned way more than I thought it was.
Yeah, like the pictures that are on Facebook, like the first picture with the one with the blisters, that was only half as bad as it got. That was the next day. 2 days later... Or not even 24 hours later, it was twice as bad. The blisters were twice the size. Everything was red, and like the pain was worse. It's like the more that it set in, the worse it got. And then eventually, the blisters were so huge, like the blister on my two middle fingers, they were from my middle knuckle all the way up to my top knuckle on my fist.
Yeah.
And then, like, partially around my finger. It was insane. And then, you know, my mom mom came with a needle and
had to lance them.
She was lancing things, and then when she was done, there was like all of this empty skin, and then you could see that there's like a slight indentation in the finger where flesh was burned away. It was pretty gruesome.
All right, well, the show is now taking a turn for the gross. Did you ever see my blister I had on my foot?
After Mayhem?
No, not after Mayhem. I was trying to get in shape, and I was walking a little bit, and I blistered up. Did you ever see that blister?
I don't think I did, actually.
It was, I had a blister from the ball of my foot to my heel. Like, the entire bottom of my foot was a blister. And it was to the point that when I was walking around on it, I could feel it squishing.
Oh, my God.
All I heard is, oh, my God, in the background right now.
Yeah, I could feel it squishing around. Like I said, it covered the entire bottom of my foot.
Pop while you were walking?
No, it didn't pop. But like I felt it squishing around while I walked on it.
Oh, that is terrible. Okay. Fucking.
I had to, and I lanced that one myself.
Get you some orthotics to put in your shoes.
I Brett, I had to lance that one myself. I did that by myself with a needle.
Oh.
Well, see, I could have done my hand myself, but the problem was that my nerves were so shot from the shock that, like, I couldn't hold myself steady. Because, like, I went into shock after the explosion because my grandmother took my hand and dipped it in a bowl of ice water right after it happened, and I went into shock and passed out. And because of the shock, like, I was shaky for a few days after
that.
Why do
people think that's a good idea?
Oh, my God. It was... You know, I have to say, looking from the outside in on my condition and the way that I was living for like a week was pretty comical. I couldn't button my own pants, for starters. I could get them undone with one hand, but I couldn't button them with one hand. And it was irritating as hell because I'd have to go into the bathroom and do my business in the bathroom, and I'd have to come out with my pants like hanging halfway down my ass to Nikki and have her pull my pants up and button them for me. And then when it was time for me to take a shower, well, I actually couldn't take a shower. I had to take a bath. So I have to squeeze my gigantic ass into a bathtub, which is, I have to curl up in, like, this half ball thing. So I'm in there, and I can only wash the left side of my body because I had to keep my hand up. And then she'd have to come in and wash the other half of me, which, trust me, I was not complaining about. That was pretty awesome. But it was still irritating that I couldn't do it myself. And then one time I tried to cook, and I ended up, like, knocking the pan off of the stove and splattering food everywhere.
So, God, I can't remember what I was going to ask you. That's great.
Steal the phone from me.
I know. I completely forgot what I was going to ask you. There's something of, oh, why do you, nothing against your grandmother, but this is Ronnie's chef tip for the night. Don't put your hand in ice water if you burn it. Just don't.
Well, she didn't know that. She was just acting instinctively.
Because a skin burn is not like, it's a fire. Let's put water on it and put it out.
We should just put this on it.
Generally, you're supposed to put a cool rag on it and draw the heat out slowly. But she was like, oh, let's cool the burn down. It'll take the pain away. No, it didn't.
I think you should put what I have in my hand.
JT said you should put a lemon on it.
Put a lemon? Oh, fuck you.
Not the lemon juice, just the lemon.
Yeah, just rub the lemon on it.
That would still suck.
I think it would suck more.
I don't know. I think the lemon juice would hurt more than...
Well, you have to think of the abrasiveness of rubbing the lemon.
Would you rather pour lemon juice on your hand or rub a lemon?
Rub it with a whole lemon.
Oh, God. Okay, so let's go to our next segment, since we're going to call this an early show.
I think we're doing surprisingly well for the circumstance. Well, two and a half.
Two and a half.
We both can't really talk to Brett at the same time.
That's okay.
Well, we both can't talk to you at the same time, so that's why it's a half.
Doing the best I can.
I understand that.
It's a problem with the phone, not the...
Yeah.
Awesome. That's what she said.
Okay. This is the next segment, Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. thingy.
Oh.
I looked it up already, so you don't have to worry.
Well, I'll go anyway.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to make a jingle for this eventually.
We need one. I think it's a fun segment. It has its moments.
So what's our word of the day then?
Well, I came up with one that was really funny. Is nut chocolate.
Uh oh.
Shit flavored nut. Shit flavored balls.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I know this is kind of random and off topic, but for whatever reason, someone is randomly mowing their lawn right now.
That's when I'd mow my mom. No, alright, you know the other day.
Are they drinking coffee, first of all?
Exactly. No, the other day, my mom.
Well, I can't see them. I can just hear them out the window.
The other day, my mom went grocery shopping at 5 in the morning.
Okay. Let's see. The next word is the walrus. The walrus.
I know where this is going.
This is an aggressive sexual technique in which ejaculating in a girl's mouth, one karate chop her throat so that the ejaculatory fluids seep from her nose while a white stream simulating a walrus tusk.
So it's kind of like the angry dragon.
But you karate chop her throat. Then the cough gag sounds that she makes make her sound close, or that make that also closely resemble the bark of a walrus.
You know, here's my question. You have apparently the walrus and the cousin of the walrus, which in this case would be the angry dragon. What I want to know is, who came up with this, and how many times did they test it to make sure it would work? Make sure it would work without going to jail.
I don't think any. It's probably people have probably gone to jail for it. I don't know.
You know, somebody somewhere has been arrested for that.
Do you know why I arrested you today? Yeah, because I smacked my girlfriend in the mouth.
I love how there's like. I love how there's like there's the
why you're in, you know, and you have to explain to them that you socked your girl in the jaw to see your gum come out of her nose.
Karate chop your throat.
How they're going to react to that?
They probably laugh their ass off.
I don't know. I don't believe violence against women.
They're going to like, does it work? And you will say, yeah, it works. And then they're going to want to see.
No, I don't believe. First of all, people with violence against children do not do well, and I don't think violence against women do well either.
No, it's mostly children.
I think the women can do have a hard time too. I have a word, turd sandwich, a presidential candidate.
Turd sandwich, a presidential candidate.
I can only hear like.
Said turd. Said turd sandwich, a presidential candidate.
Liaria.
A turd sandwich is a presidential candidate?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's see. let's see, one more. Let's do two more. I'll do one and then he does one. Okay. Oh, that's fucking sad. Jet blue balls.
I saw that a second ago.
When you fly somewhere for a girl and get rejected. That's sad.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's called jet blue balls. It's when you fly somewhere for a girl and get rejected.
JetBlue is an airline.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Alright, I have the last one.
Yeah, because then on your way home, you gotta join a high club by yourself.
Oh, God, go ahead.
Asshole. One who hoes their ass. Also a shortened form of asshole. I like the first one.
I love fucking Urban Dictionary because sometimes they'll give you, like, you'll have regular words, you're like, oh, that's gonna be cool definition, and all of a sudden it's something you don't expect at all. It's like this one is called Japan. The country with the world's best toilets. Oh, God. It's great. Oh, God. Okay. And now let's go on to our other segment. Oh, God. This has definitely been an interesting episode.
time left. I gotta go downstairs soon.
Okay.
So I was just Googling Would You Rather to see on my phone and using the swipe to see what I came up, and apparently I put in Would You Treasury.
Okay. And hey everyone, it's time for America's favorite game show, Would You Rather.
And now it's time to play Would You Rather, the game where you find things out about your friends you wish you hadn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will love that.
The sample was indeed playing.
Yes, the sample was played. All right. Would you rather have a firecracker blow up in your mouth or drill a small hole through your forehead?
Because it's really not all that damaging.
I'll have a drill.
Yeah. I mean, in comparison to... Oh, wait a minute. Fuck.
Assuming that the drill leaves me fully cognizant, drill.
What were you saying, Brett?
Do I have to choose B this time, or can I choose logically?
Nah,
you guys really want to play your little game. Well, there's not enough here to...
Yeah, there's not enough for us to play our game. So I'm going with what I actually think.
Well, in that case, yeah, fuck the drill. That could kill you. Well, in theory. That firecracker blowing up in your mouth, you're just going to get a little bit burned.
Oh, no. You'd get a more than a little bit burned.
You said you get a little bit more than burned.
Like I said, assuming the drill would leave me fully functioning.
You from that shit. You drill a hole in your skull. That shit ain't going anywhere.
Well, like, the way the question is worded makes the drill not sound very malicious. Not like it's going to drill through and kill you. It's just like, oh, we're just going to drill a hole in your head. Just, if you're not touching the brain, I'm taking the drill.
Let's see here. Would you rather live in a world where nobody cleans up crap after their dog, or everybody, including you, has to pick it up barehanded?
I'm going to say, pick up the dog crap, and you can wash your hands.
I'm going to say pick up your dog crap, because I don't own a dog.
I'm gonna say the nobody picks up their dog crap thing, because me, I'm germophobic as fuck now, so.
Well, yeah, but like I said, you don't have to own a dog.
That's all I
got to
say.
You don't have to own a dog.
Exactly. It's implied that everybody picks up. Everybody has to pick it up. So,
including you. Yeah.
I interpret that as assuming you had a dog.
Well, this one says including you. So that means you have to pick up dog crap whether it's your dog or not.
Well, then what are the other people doing not picking up their dog crap?
No.
Chances are somebody somewhere got to the dog crap before me.
No, but the other option is no one picks it up. Otherwise, it's the other one was everyone picks it up including you.
I don't know, even if I have to pick it up, I think that sounds better than... Do you realize how much dog shit there is?
Think about it. It's good fertilizer, so plants will grow forever.
Except there's fucking massive amounts.
Yeah, so...
Almost too much.
Plants will grow forever.
I think.
Still saying I'd rather pick up the dog poop with my hands.
Okay. Would you rather swim in a pool for an hour of... would you rather swim in a... Okay, what the fuck? Who words this question right? This is stupid. Would you rather swim in a pool for an hour of human blood or hang upside down for 8 hours?
Human blood.
Me too.
Human blood. That would kill you. So I suppose I'd rather swim in blood.
Okay.
Assuming you remain alive... I still want to swim in human blood. And then you have to take pictures and make it an album cover.
Let's see here.
What?
Oh, that one we've already done. Let's see. That one we did. Damn.
We've done most of the book.
I know. We've done a lot. We did that one. Okay, no, I think that's it. I think we're actually done.
Have we finished, like, all of them?
Almost, yeah. I'm looking on the computer right now because we finished most of the book.
That's kind of amazing.
We've done a lot of shows.
I can do one more.
Well, I don't have any more.
Oh, okay. Well, then I suppose that's my cue.
Yeah. All right.
So, thank you for saving us from each other.
Show, I will be home Wednesday night, so I'll probably see you sometime after that.
All right. You'll probably you'll probably be here next show, I'm sure. Depending on if you're show or not.
I don't see why I wouldn't be there at all.
Unless you're drunk with Patrick again.
Unless I drive to what?
Unless you're drunk with Patrick again.
Oh, God, yeah. That was stupid. Oh, my God. I'm not going anywhere to drink with Patrick unless, I know that I can escape when necessary.
Next month would be the 30th, so yeah, he'll be.
Like, I had a good time and all, but it was just okay, I'm ready to go home now, and he's drunk.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, go eat your dinner. Tell your cousin I said hi and that I'm ashamed of her not drunkenness.
I will definitely tell her that.
All right.
Gentlemen, I will see you this coming week.
All right.
Yep, see you, man.
JT says see you, man.
All right, see ya.
See ya. And that is our show.
No, we may want to invest in Skype though, just for other people.
Well, I definitely want to do that, just because we'll be able for us to hear each other, and then we can just talk through. I mean, it's very easy to do.
Yeah, using the phone can be annoying.
This is very.
And then we
annoying.
Could Skype anybody,
anyone, yeah.
Anybody who wants to talk on our show. Could do.
Yeah. I will have to make a separate account.
Yeah, don't use yours. Make a separate account just for the show.
Yeah.
And then if you ever have to call anybody mobile, you could use that one.
Yeah. That works. So we got 9 minutes to fill. Actually, 2 minutes to fill. We could call it early and call it the shortest show ever.
Have we had a shorter one?
No.
We've had some that should have been shorter.
Yeah.
We just kept going and we should have stopped.
Yeah.
And you listen back to them and you're like, fuck, man. We've had some great shows and we've had a few misses.
Piss pours, yeah. But that's the whole thing is sometimes you just...
Well, sometimes we just don't show up ready to play.
Pretty much. I mean, I don't think people realize how hard doing a podcast is. Because, I mean...
And well, like, it's funny. It'd be, like... We could do a show every day if we didn't have other commitments. If we didn't have other commitments, I would research topics and But as it is, I don't research topics because enough shit happens in 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
that we can generally just talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah. And that's also why the importance of having the other people here as well, because they have a lot of shit to do.
Oh, believe
as well.
Me. People, if you people think that this is... Don't get me wrong, we're not curing cancer here.
No, hell no.
But it's harder than it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
To talk for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, people think that...
While remaining... Like, some subjects are we don't use... Like, video games. Oh, if we could talk video games...
Well, we talk...
Well, we did. We had our show for a while.
It was just...
But it's hard to focus on video games or focus on without video games. If you just let us intermix our conversation, we could go for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing with the video games is not that we don't mind talking about them, because we can sit here and talk about PlanetSide, but we ran out of... Nobody's looking for Power Pause, but the reason it's on hold, none of us have money, none of us are buying new games,
yeah.
There's nothing new to talk about for us.
Exactly.
I can tell you, oh, this game is coming out and it looks cool, but I can't tell you that, oh, Sweeping Dogs is good,
yeah,
because I haven't played it. It looks good.
Yeah.
But that was from Kingdom Mine. So that's why that show... I don't think that show's dead. It's just on hold till we have money.
Not yet. I mean, hell, it might even be changing. I might be changing the format. It's going to stay video games, but I might just turn into a PlanetSide one, because we at least can play that because it's free.
Of course, with my current computer, I can't. Not to go randomly sidetracked on that. I'm just again. It's harder than it sounds, and you know what's extra hard on the note of video game. Video games while still remaining is Let's Plays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how hard it is to talk to yourself
for
an hour?
Oh, I know. I did it for 3 minutes, taking a tour of a Minecraft city, and I'm just like, how the fuck can people do this?
I recorded little tiny bits, because I'd like to start doing Let's Plays. So I recorded just free fraps, just a test here and there. And I, in 30 seconds, I'm like, what the... Although I am limited by 30 seconds, I can't have any long thoughts.
Yeah.
In that. Again, that was free fraps. I need to actually get fraps and give it a shot. But That comes at a later date.
Yes. Well, I think we're going to call it a short show for the night.
Hope you people enjoyed listening to Brett talk over a cell phone.
Pretty much. That's pretty much. I think it's just going to be called Cell Phone from Seattle.
That works.
That'll be the name.
We didn't
of the
have
episode.
Any really. I mean, it wasn't a bad show, but we didn't have any quote worthy. We didn't have dildacorns today.
No dildacorns.
Dildacorn is my favorite one so far.
That's because the only one without a penis is not here. So.
dildacorns was good, and the final assault is another good one.
That was the best title I think I've ever come up with, and I can't believe I came up with that one on the spot.
Was that you or me?
That was me.
The dildacorn was mine.
You're like, you guys were like rectum wrecker, and I'm like rectum.
No, it was rectal wrecker 3.
Yeah,
final, and then you added the final assault. Assault.
Yes,
that was my favorite of our titles.
And you guys just rolled.
That
forever.
Is one of my favorite. I say it all the time, but one of my favorite things about the show is trying to have random. Mm. And I don't set out to say funny things to title it, but sometimes things just happen, and then it's funny for me to be like that, and then I can go on there later. And see that the name of the show is The Final Assault.
Yes. But as for now, I think we're just going to do a short show this time because the people were not available, but we did it anyways because we love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Such is true.
And I've changed the way the things are going to work on the way they're posting
the uploads. I actually saw that. I think that's a good idea
because it's a lot harder to just post it like the day after because I have so much shit to do during the week, and the fact that I can actually do this podcast during the nights are actually a miracle because I don't have anything to do on Sundays. No, everything else, every other day of the week, it's just hard.
But yeah, and if you people missed it, and correct me if I'm wrong, we will be updating on the off weeks. Yeah. Off weekends,
we will update the
So episode. If this is episode whatever the fuck, this will come up next Sunday.
Yeah.
Are we caught up on uploads?
No, not yet. So that's why...
There may be a backlog. Actually, there's a backlog.
There's going to be a backlog, but it will definitely be up. And if there are times when we can't do a show, I'll post the episode up that time. That way you guys can start...
Man, I almost think that's good to keep a backlog up.
Yeah.
And then so we may be a week... We may be recording a week in advance. You could go back and listen next week, next Sunday, listen to it. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It'll be not new again, but...
It's been a while since I could...
All right, we have to end the show before we go off on random... I can already tell you, if we sat here and talked for another half hour, it would dissolve into chaos.
It would be a random show.
It would be us in our true form.
Oh, God, yes. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to A Chef and a Slacker.
Yep, Chef and a Slacker. I like how the slacker showed up.
See, I know. You're the one who's called the slacker, and both of them are...
Although one of them's out of state, and the other's at work, so I guess we can't really claim him. Matt's a slacker.
Pretty much.
Brett, though, I'm blaming you.
Yes.
I'm pointing at his chair.
Actually, blame his cousin with boobs.
I blame her.
Okay.
I blame her boobs.
Okay. Anyways, good night, guys.
See you guys.
Goodbye.